No one likes talking about debt, yet it affects nearly 130 million Americans. Our nation dug its way into a Great Depression by spending more than we had. Even our own government is more than $18 trillion in debt. Debt can especially affect young people. Oftentimes, they already carry debt from student loans, and with today's uncertain job market, it's difficult to stay afloat. According to the Federal Reserve, the median household debt has risen to a staggering $75,000. Debt is a dangerous and slippery slope, but it is not impossible to escape. Before looking at how to get out of debt, it is important to look at how people get there in the first place. Lisa Gerstner is a contributing editor for Kiplinger's Personal Finance. She says there are multiple ways people can get mired in debt.
You know, I think sometimes it's bad situations and sometimes it's just bad financial planning. You know, if you get into a bad medical situation or you lose your job, sometimes there's just not many choices and you end up racking up credit card debt. It's usually not something intentional, just kind of happens. On the other hand, sometimes people are just like to spend a lot of money.
Bad situations can happen and can lead to even worse repercussions. When a situation arises that pushes you to your financial limits, Gerstner says the bank or credit card company will sometimes show you mercy.
Well, there's a few different things. I think especially if you're in kind of a situation, maybe you had big medical bills or something like that, talk to, the hospital or the lender or whoever you're working with to see if you can work out a better situation. You know, sometimes when they see that you're in a bad situation, maybe they'll waive interest rates or they'll waive some fees, they'll lower your monthly payment. You know, there are different ways that you can kind of manage that.
Being in debt is not always a bad thing if you already know you will be able to pay it off eventually. John Adams is a senior vice president for Torchmark Corporation and oversees financial reporting for his company. He explains how he once found himself in debt.
I've had some what I call credit card debt. I had some credit card balances that, I guess I kind of wasn't paying as close attention as I should have, and they got a little bit higher than I would have wanted. You know, you have car payments and rent and all that, and that's a form of debt, but that's, you know, different. But I had the credit cards that bothered me.
For Adams, it was not difficult to get out of debt. He was young, single, and had a well-paying steady job, but still had to make a few major changes to rein in his spending.
Basically, just cut them up. Cut up the credit cards and made a plan to start paying them off.
It is not always that easy to get out of debt. 1 in 8 Americans don't think they'll ever get out of debt. With increasing credit card interest rates, you can find yourself in a real pickle if you do not handle your finances properly. Forbes magazine contributor Laura Shin lays out a few important steps to get out of debt. Step 1, although it seems like a cliche, is admitting that you have debt. Acknowledging the problem and promising to solve it is incredibly important. Know just how big the mountain you are about to climb really is. Step 2 is creating a spreadsheet of current debts, balances, interest rates, and minimum payments. Breaking the mountain down into columns and rows will make it less intimidating and more obtainable. Step 3, stop spending what you don't have. Create a budget for yourself and live within your means. Know how much money you actually take home each month after taxes are deducted. Step 4, begin repaying your debt. The longer you wait to start paying off debt, the more you owe from interest rates. This includes working it into your budget and treating it as a priority. Gerstner offers a few tips that are important to remember if you find yourself in debt.
What you can possibly do if you have home equity with a mortgage is borrow against that. And what that means is often you'll get a lower interest rate. So credit card rates tend to be very high. They're usually in the double digits. Sometimes they're even above 20%. And if you roll all of those debts into a loan that's only even 6% or something very low, you're going to do a lot better.
Debt is easy to get into, but can be difficult to get out of. When you are financially independent, it is important to keep in mind the ways you could possibly slip into debt. If you do find yourself being haunted by the debt monster, there is a way out. Take a deep breath and focus on the steps to recovering your financial health. I'm Caroline Peterson, reporting for Radio America.